Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Welcome to Saturday night. Glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, on a Saturday in which we've got a lot of important things to discuss tonight. And I'm really excited about the people that are here to do just that. In fact, let's go ahead and get to the big board as early as possible here in hour one, because there on the far left of your screen, you may recognize that man. No, it's not a gangster. Some of my staff were asking, hey, is Joey Knuckles going to knock someone off tonight? No. That's Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Southern California. He has actually written a really powerful brand new book on the life of Billy Graham, Dr. Billy Graham, the Billy Graham, but not just any Billy Graham. It's the Billy Graham that he knows as a person, someone who worked with Dr. Graham and so forth. And it's called The Man I Knew. And this is his third major biography in recent years. He's done one on Johnny Cash and a couple of other people, and it really, really cool stuff. So I'm looking forward to this conversation. And don't be scared off just because it's a pastor talking about Billy Graham. This is going to be interesting stuff. You stick around. You wait, you see. Then in the middle there, that's Riley Clemens. That's tonight's music artist. She did really, really well at the Caleb Music Awards just a couple of weeks ago, and she's got a couple of performances for us tonight that are going to blow your socks off. And then to the far right of your screen right there, in the ladies' lounge tonight, a mom and a daughter, Cynthia and Margaret Monteleone, that have both, and this is one of those things you just live through once, you go, I've never seen anything like that before. They have both had to race in the track and field event of the 400 meters against trans athletes that were biologically male. And Cynthia, a longtime world champion in the 400 meter, is speaking out about that. Because as not only she had to race against someone who was biologically male, her daughter did only a short time later. And it has really impacted them. And this is something that when we're talking about where we are in life right now with all of the problems that the world faces, the idea that we are going to completely upend what is scientific and normal for that which is utterly preposterous is a place where I think once we round that corner, there's no return from there. You're in full grade Looneyville at that point. And it's not just the Monteleones that are dealing with this. We told you about the story of the girls from Connecticut last year that ran track. Actually, Kelsey Bowler from the Daily Signal and from the Independent Women's Forum has interviewed both of the Connecticut girls and the Monteleones, and she was the one that got us connected so that we could have tonight's discussion. And I look forward to them joining us from Maui tonight. It should be they are Hawaiian, and it should be very good to have that conversation in our number two in the ladies' lounge. And of course, as I already said, music by Riley Clemens. Now, in the early part of the night here, former President Donald Trump is speaking live as we are on the air in Wellington, Ohio. He is pitching for a person that is running for a seat in Congress to oust a Republican who voted in favor of his impeachment. And if I am looking at Instagram properly, the crowds for President Trump have never been bigger. He's still packing them in enormous numbers. And this has to weigh on people's minds, not just the people that may run for president in 2024, but for the very timid and very topsy-turvy administration that's in power right now. I just don't know how when and I was listening to a little bit of what President Trump said before we came on the air. You listen to the checklist of things that he accomplished and things that he turned around. And what they are doing to undo that, not because it's the right thing to do, just because they don't want him to have the ability to say that he accomplished that anymore. That's really how petty and severely unimportant this current presidency is. And let me give you an example, because this news is just crossing the wires tonight. Earlier today, or late yesterday, I guess I should say, President Biden mandated workplace race-based diversity programs in all federal agencies. Now, you may remember that in September of 2020, the president had undone, he had put a halt to all critical race theory training in across the government. In fact, he had banned it from being allowed to go forward. One of President Biden's first acts in January was to undo that ban. So then it became kind of a neutral thing. If the department wanted to do it, they could. Now he is forcing it to occur in every agency across the government. And this is what the White House is saying as of last night. These types of trainings supposedly equip public servants to best serve the American public and the many diverse communities that make America strong. Biden's order came 3 days after Vice President Kamala Harris broke a party line Senate deadlock to confirm Kiran Ahuja, who has ties to critical race theory, as the director of the Federal Office of Personnel Management, overcoming Republican efforts to sink the nomination. Ahuja's connection to the subject comes via her nonprofit organization, Philanthropy Northwest, which hosted CRT activist Ibrahim X. Kendi in an event earlier this year. Okay, so why is this a big deal? Well, obviously, this debate, critical race theory, is going on. It's going on in almost every community across the country. There are school board meetings that are devolving into absolute pandemonium in places in Virginia and other places where this debate has raged thoroughly. But what are they really discussing? Well, if you'd been listening to this show only a couple of weeks ago, you would have heard Voddie Baucham, who wrote the book Fault Lines, kind of lay it out for us. Critical race theory is nothing more than a reverse form of racism that is designed by necessity to make all white people feel as though they are guilty of something that most, if not all of them, have never had any association with. And very few had anything, have any way of doing anything about anything that would have been connected to them now anyway. What you're talking about and what they are claiming is that there should be a complete reversal of this idea that every person survive on their own merit, and that actually what you should do is you should punish white people, that there should be reparations paid by white people for just being born white. That there's nothing more that you need to be guilty of than that in order for you to be guilty of racism. It fundamentally believes and asserts the belief that America is a fundamentally racist country, and only in certain pockets are there anti-racist Americans. The truth, and history can show this, by the way, you can go back through our history and you can demonstrate this actively. America is systemically an anti-racist country, and there may be some survival of racist pockets in different places, but we fight against those. Americans of all political stripes fight against those. Americans that support the former President Donald Trump and Americans that support the current President Joe Biden all believe that racism is evil and it's something that should be warred against. That's not what critical race theory teaches. Critical race theory teaches that because you are a person with white skin, you are systemically a racist person, and you have no say in the matter. It's built on Marxism. It's built off of Marx's theory of conflict the idea that you've got to have a revolution underway in order to achieve the most radical, equitable fairness for all. America firmly rejects that. But this is what Joe Biden is now force-feeding It's not just that he undid President Trump's ban on this. It's that he is now shoving it down the throats of every government agency, coast to coast, in every government office that the federal government is responsible for. And just to pause on that for a second, it is interesting that the state that has embraced this the most, California, is embracing reparations to be paid in the form of housing credits for people in their state. And I need to point out two things. California never legalized slavery. And to some degree, they never really had any issue of slavery involved in their state's history or massive systemic systems set up to keep slaves down and people from being free. It's one of the most absurd states. It's one of the most absurd places to insist upon this, and is one of the most absurd things that can be insisted upon. But this is now what Joe Biden is trying to force feed every federal agency across the board. And that's the breaking news as of tonight. We've got a big show for you coming back from New York with Pastor Greg Laurie when we continue. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. So glad to be with you. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, every day what we try to do is we try to dissect what is on the front page of the paper and give you some context about what it means and then why it matters to you living your life in this day and age. If you're a person of faith, if you are someone who is searching out an interest in faith, if you are someone who has rejected faith, that's what we try to provide for you on a daily basis. And every now and then I have the chance to kind of set the front page section of the paper down and go a little bit deeper into some of the personalities and some of the stories behind some of the, I don't know, the most important figures in history or the biggest concepts of life, some of the big debates of the day. And I have always been very honored to have this next guest join us whenever he's capable of doing so. It is not often because he is very busy as a senior pastor and is also someone who has kind of picked up the mantle of evangelism crusades in a way that has not been done really in regular frequency in recent years. But it was kind of pioneered by the person who is the subject of his most recent book. Now, if you've been with us in the last few years, you've heard us talk about Steve McQueen and some of his exploits. But Pastor Greg Laurie has always approached his writing about some of these characters from a very specific angle. And he's done the same here with his new biography, Billy Graham, The Man I Knew. And Pastor Greg, you don't get out to New York very often, but we always appreciate it when you do. But I'm so grateful that you've made time for us today. Kevin McCullough Radio, thanks for being back.
Kevin, thanks for having me. I miss New York. It's been quite a while since I visited, and I just love that city, and I've been going there pretty much my entire life. But thanks for having me on to talk about this book about Billy Graham, who, you know, he was an iconic figure. I think that people, you know, most people have heard the name Billy Graham. As an example, he was on the list of the most admired men more than any other man in American history. And he just kind of went on from generation to generation of people that appreciated him. But now there's a whole new generation that have heard the name maybe, but they don't really understand this was a flesh and blood guy. This was a guy who was a risk taker, an innovator. He was the king of all media before Howard Stern claimed to be. He was a man who had a lot of energy, and he was a man who I would say quite literally changed the world.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. And I'm curious, Greg, and by the way, those of you joining us, you may recognize that voice. Greg Laurie, of course, heard every weekday morning here on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. Greg, I was thinking back, and this was more around the time of his death, you know, a couple of years ago, but I was trying to remember, like, the first time I had heard the name Billy Graham or maybe had seen a picture of him. And for me, it was pretty simple. I'm only 51, so the first time that I heard his name and probably saw his face was in my grandmother's living room watching TV as she would, you know, VCRs were somewhat new in my childhood, and she would videotape every crusade service that they would put on air anywhere she could find it. And she loved watching and was so moved by so many of his messages, a lot of which were, you know, from a theological construct, not super complicated and oftentimes not very long, but they would go in a direction that would kind of point the listener to this idea that they needed to make a decision about who Jesus was. And if they were taking Billy Graham at his word, then they would embrace that he was God's son and go down that path. I'm curious for you, what was your first memory, your earliest memory of Billy Graham?
Well, it's a parallel memory to yours, Kevin. I first saw Billy Graham watching television at my grandmother's home. That was black and white television back in those days.
That was before VCRs.
Before VCRs. It was in the 50s. And he made an impression on me. I liked him. You know, I was just a little kid. But then after I became a Christian at the age of 17, I went to hear him in person in San Diego. And then I fully understood what Billy Graham did and what he was about. And, you know, he once did an interview with David Frost, a British interviewer. And Billy told David that he studied to be simple. I think people may find it surprising to know more effort goes into making a message simple than making it complex. Billy was not simplistic, but he was simple. He understood that when he stepped into the pulpit, his job was clear. He was to preach for a decision. The difference between evangelistic preaching, which Billy did and which I do as well, and Bible exposition is, you know, the expositor is unleashing the text. They're telling you what the text says, what it means historically, what it meant historically, what it means to you today, and how to apply it. The evangelist, from the beginning of his message, is preaching for a decision, meaning that he's going to present who Jesus is, the claims that Jesus made, tell you how to come into a relationship with Christ, and then invite you to do it. So that was a very distinct calling on Billy's life. I once asked Billy, you know, about this, and he said, I don't think I'm a great preacher, but I think God has given me the gift to give the invitation. And it's one of the few times I disagreed with Billy. I said, well, I don't agree with you. I think you're actually a great preacher. And his response would always be, well, I'm just a country preacher. And the fact is, you know, he was raised on a dairy farm in Charlotte, North Carolina. He never aspired to be a world, you know, a renowned figure known around the globe. But maybe that's one of the reasons God plucked him from obscurity and used him, because this is not what he wanted to be. He wanted to be a baseball player like a lot of young boys.
Of course.
But the Lord had a unique plan for Billy's life. But I think that simplicity was a discipline, and it was one of the secrets of his success.
I think so. We're speaking with Pastor Greg Laurie, and you know him from Harvest Christian Fellowship in Southern California, and of course his radio broadcast heard on so many stations across the country each day. But he is the author of Billy Graham, The Man I Knew, the next kind of installment in Greg Laurie's kind of series of books. You're kind of into this biography thing now. You know, a lot of pastors take their sermon series and put a cover on it and call it a book. You're actually going out and digging into some of these lives. Just comment on that for me for a second about, you know,
why. It started with Steve McQueen. You know, I'd heard the story that McQueen had become a Christian. So just out of sheer curiosity in my search engine, I typed in Steve McQueen, comma, Christian. I found a few articles. There was very little out there about it. But I found the name of a man that was his pastor named Leonard DeWitt. I tracked down Leonard, and I interviewed him, and I got really interested in the story, and I said, I've got to tell this story. And so my friend John Irwin, who's a filmmaker who directed I Can Only Imagine, I called John. I said, John, we got to make a documentary film about the conversion of Steve McQueen. This is a fascinating story. It's never been told before. An unexpected conversion.
Well, from McQueen to Johnny Cash and then Billy Graham, Greg Laurie, hold on to that thought because we're coming right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died, and more than 1,800 have been injured, with Prime Minister Ariel Henry saying he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. He also declared a month-long state of emergency for the entire country. And the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has reached a new record high, with just over 1,900 as of Saturday. Health officials blame the rapid spread of the Delta variant, along with children under 12 unable to receive a vaccination, for the rise in serious cases. Children now make up about 2.5% of the total COVID patients in American hospitals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough. What a beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan. So grateful to have you with us. If you're on Biz TV or streaming live on our Twitter channel at Radio Night Live. And coming up in hour number two, we've got the Monteleones. Mom Cynthia and daughter Margaret both have had to run races against trans women athletes. Men, basically, and why are they speaking up and speaking out about it? We'll get to that. But we are in the midst of a discussion with Greg Laurie, Billy Graham, the man I knew. And before we went to the break, Greg, you were telling us about your path into biography. You've written biographies for Steve McQueen, Johnny Cash, and now Billy Graham. What took you down that road?
Well, the fact is, Billy Graham was the glue between Cash and McQueen.
Wow.
When McQueen found out he had cancer toward the end of his life, he wanted to meet Billy Graham because McQueen was already a Christian at this point. And so Steve was on his way to a clinic in Juarez, Mexico, and Billy met with McQueen on his jet, on McQueen's jet, that he had chartered for the flight. and they had prayer together. And then Steve realized he had misplaced his Bible. And Billy gave him his personal Bible. And Steve flew to war as they did the surgery. It was successful, but unfortunately and tragically, he died in recovery. And they went into that room and pulled the sheet back, and he was hanging on to that Bible Billy Graham gave him. So, and also, you know, Billy was a very good friend of Johnny Cash. They worked together a lot. They vacationed together. They fished together. Their wives were friends. And so I just thought, wow, Billy is such an unusual guy to have a friendship with Johnny Cash and Steve McQueen. And not to mention every president going back to Truman. And being a confidant and being an advisor and being a very good listener. And this is another one of Billy's secrets, in addition to his simplicity, was his ability to build bridges to unexpected people and minister to them. But but the amazing thing is he didn't brag about it. You know, sometimes you have so-called celebrity preachers who maybe have, you know, famous people come and visit them. So we see lots of, you know, selfies with them. And, you know, Billy never did things like that. Billy never talked about these people. Billy just ministered to them and tried to actually move them toward Christ.
That's such an encouragement and so typical of what I've been told about Dr. Graham all these years. We're speaking with Greg Laurie, whose new book, Billy Graham, The Man I Knew, is a biography. But it's told from the perspective that is a little bit kind of insightful from his own personal perspective. And, Greg, we can touch on that. You spent some time towards the end of his career helping him in some very important ways. But let's talk about the younger Billy Graham that people don't know. And I do have this question. Is there another link between Johnny Cash, Steve McQueen, Billy Graham, and Greg Laurie that includes motorcycles? Because it seems like, if memory serves me correctly, I don't know if Billy Graham did, but I think everybody else has a love for the motorbike in that group.
There's some truth to that. You know, here's the funny thing. Billy, to my knowledge, never rode a motorcycle. He may have, but his wife Ruth did.
And Franklin certainly did.
He rode a Harley down the road and actually dumped it. But that was Ruth. She was a real risk taker, and I talk a lot about her in this book. And just as an aside, there would never have been Billy Graham as we know him without Ruth Graham. She was in every way his equal. She was an amazing, insightful, intelligent, and beautiful woman. Coming back to McQueen, of course, McQueen was huge into motorcycles, motocross, Harleys, Indians. He rode everything you could ride, plus cars, race cars. You know, of course, we all know him for his movies like Bullet and, you know, his 67 Mustang, etc. I don't know about Cash riding motorcycles. So that one I can't recall anything there. But, you know, I think the link in these guys is you know, they came from nowhere to where they were. In other words, none of them was a son of a famous person. Steve was abandoned basically by his father. He never met his biological father. His mother was living a crazy alcoholic lifestyle. He was spent time being raised by his grandparents. And so he came from nowhere to become at one point the number one movie star in the world. Johnny Cash, he literally was out on the fields picking cotton, living in what I would describe as poverty. And, you know, he just realized he had this ability to sing. And one thing led to another, and he went on to become an iconic figure, beloved by generations, old and young alike. And then Billy, as I mentioned, a dairy farmer. And he was somebody who he had a lot of energy in his childhood. Today they would probably describe him as hyperactive. But all that energy just needed to be channeled in the right direction.
That sounds like so many kids today, Greg Laurie. Hold that thought. Billy Graham, The Man I Knew, is the book. Coming right back with Pastor Greg Laurie, biographer Greg Laurie, here on Radio Night Live when we continue, live from New York.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Glad to have you with us on this Saturday night. Kevin McCullough live from New York, Radio Night Live. That's a live shot of a very busy Times Square, and you can tell the masks are off and life is starting to return to normal. Anyway, welcome. Glad to have you with us. Greg Laurie's book is called Billy Graham, The Man I Knew, and it is a personal telling of his relationship with the famous evangelist and longtime preacher, man who interacted with many, many presidents. And we are, Greg, as we were going to break, I was reminded of this one part of Billy Graham's story, which had to do with the famous L.A. crusade, a crusade that they really at one point thought they were just going to have to fold up and leave because there really wasn't much happening, and they were looking for some sort of sign to try to stay, right?
There was a radio personality named Stuart Hamblin. Everybody knew him. He was like this cowboy singer, colorful guy who was known for his hard drinking and his antics and trouble he got into. And he actually accepted Christ at the last night of Billy's preaching there at the tent and talked about it in his radio show, so all kinds of press show up. At the same time, William Randolph Hearst, who owned many magazines and newspapers, was really impressed by Graham. And so he sent out a two-word telegram to all of his people, which simply said, Puff Graham. So literally overnight, the press showed up in swarms, and Billy became an international news story, and then they continued the crusade, and history was made. He went to a Madison Square Garden, held a series of crusades. There's a book about it called God in the Garden. One night he had Martin Luther King get up and pray, which was very controversial in the day, but Billy forged a relationship with King,
right,
who he called Mike. And Dr. King came and prayed, and that became a history-making crusade. Thousands of people gathered in Times Square to hear Billy preach. I thought, wow, wouldn't that be amazing to do something like that today? You can see archival photos of it. And the final crusade that Billy did was in Flushing Meadows there,
yep,
where the World's Fair was held, and I attended that one.
We actually broadcast from there. This radio, yep, station actually broadcast from there for that for the duration of that. And
yeah,
and you know, it's funny, Greg, such a small world. Sean Hannity, my competition on the other state, he was on ABC at the time, and I ended up sitting almost next to each other at the Flushing Queen's Crusade, and our wives were yeah, there, but side by side, and it just speaks to the kind of universality of the truth of,
yeah,
of what Graham had to share. It was simple. It wasn't complicated. It was Jesus. It was,
yeah,
hope, salvation, and it was for the celebrity. It was for the person that nobody knew, and it was for everybody in between.
Well, speaking of Sean Hannity, yes, I saw him there. I believe he interviewed Billy. And also, remember Hannity and Combs. What was Combs' first name?
Alan Combs.
Yeah, Alan Combs. So he was there, too. Now, here's what's interesting. Sean interviewed Billy, but I went to a tent in the back, and there sat Sean Combs watching Billy on the TV set, watch his entire sermon from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And so here we have the conservative guy and the liberal guy.
That's right.
Being reached by Billy. And guess who else showed up to that crusade? Bill and Hillary Clinton were there as well.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah.
Of the kind of bridges that Billy built.
Well, and that and speak to that for a second, because he had a personal relationship with, I believe, every president from, what was it, Eisenhower forward, and
Truman, yeah.
Obama was kind of, you know, a little less in terms of the personal, because his health was starting to diminish in the later stages.
He met Obama.
Yeah, I think he prayed with all of them.
Yes, absolutely. So Billy, his first president, he was involved with was Harry Truman.
Okay.
And he kind of misfired in that one by his own admission. He went to the White House. Billy was, you know, already very popular at that point. He met with the president. He made the mistake in protocol of putting his hand on the president's shoulder and praying for him. And that was not supposed to be done. And then afterwards, he went with the two fellows that joined him. And the press asked him questions. He talked about what they discussed in the Oval Office. And then the press asked if he would, all of them would get down on their knees in front of the White House. And they recorded that. They filmed it. I took a picture of it. And Truman was not happy. Billy later met up with Truman and apologized for that. He was young. He was, you know, figuring these things out.
Hmm.
He was very close to Eisenhower. And he knew every president. And some, he was closer to some presidents than with others. He was very close with LBJ. He was fairly close with Kennedy. In fact, he told me once, I asked Billy if he had any regrets, and he said, yes, he regretted one thing. He was speaking at a presidential prayer breakfast, and afterwards, President Kennedy said, Billy, I would like you to drive with me back to the White House. There's something I want to talk to you about. And Billy said, well, Mr. President, I have the flu, and I don't want you to catch it. How about if I come back in a week or so when I'm feeling better, and I'll visit with you? And President Kennedy said, okay. And then only days after that, Kennedy flew to Dallas, Texas.
Oh, no.
Assassinated. Wow. Billy said, I always wondered what he wanted to talk to me about, and I regret that. But he was close to Johnson, preached at President Johnson's funeral. Of course, he was close to President Nixon and was horrified to hear see a different side of the president that he had never seen privately. He was very close to Ronald Reagan, very close to George H.W. and George W. Bush. In fact, George W. Bush said that Billy played a key role in his conversion. And then fast-forwarding to President Obama, Billy was very old at this point and spending more time at home, but President Obama visited Billy there in Montreat. And Billy even had a relationship with Trump, because I was at Billy's 95th birthday party, and businessman Donald Trump was there sitting at Billy's table. So he wasn't president yet, but he knew and admired Graham as well.
That is an amazing story. And Greg, Laurie, thank you for your time tonight. Always appreciate it when you can make time to chat with me about these things. The book is called The Man I Knew. It is authored by Greg Laurie, who you may know as a prominent pastor from Southern California, but he is becoming a celebrated biographer, having written the biographies of Steve McQueen and Johnny Cash and now Billy Graham, and actually through three personalities that ended up having some connection to each other. But very, very interesting read, and I highly recommend. And it's very personal and very charming in terms of its effect. I'm Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live. We've still got the Ladies Lounge in hour number two. And when we come back, our musical guest tonight, the Miss Riley Clemons, will join us for the first time. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Capital. and she is a rising star on the CCM scene. She had a huge awards night just not long ago at the K-Love Awards. Here is Riley Clemons.
Watching many times, like the same old movie. You always gonna make me cry. Just pain and trouble with a good disguise. Trying to start a fire, trying to steal my light. All you ever did was hold me back. So now I'm never ever coming back. But why? Tell me why. You're stuck inside my head. And I just can't get you out your mind.
Just 2 days out and already climbing the charts. Riley Clemons on Radio Night Live. Hour two straight ahead. Stay with us. The Ladies Lounge is next.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.